KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be clear to partly cloudy today, a high around 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. A man being chased by security officers with the Ameristar Casino in Council Bluffs was listed in serious condition after jumping into the Missouri River early this morning. According to WOWT-TV in Omaha, the unidentified man climbed over a fence as he was being chased and jumped into the river at around 2 a.m. Rescuers found the subject after about 20 minutes. Water temperature at the time of the incident was in the mid-50s. The man was taken to an area hospital. No other details are currently available. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man was arrested Sunday evening on a felony weapons charge. 46-year-old Mark D. Bergren of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 5:20 p.m. in Elliott. Bergren had been arrested Sunday morning following an investigation of an earlier incident. Sunday evening, he was charged with possession of a firearm and ammunition while subject to a protective order. Bergren was transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center with the assistance of Red Oak Police. His bond was set at $5,000. Rescue crews from Lewis and Griswold responded late Sunday morning to a report of a single-vehicle personal injury accident east of Lewis. The call about a maroon Chevy pickup in the ditch near 600th and Oxford Road came in at around 11 a.m. One person, an adult male, was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Additional details are currently not available. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Corning was arrested on a charge of willful injury early Sunday morning following a reported fight. 30-year-old Renice Elizabeth Flowers was taken into custody at around 12:25 a.m. after authorities received a 911 call with regard to a fight involving a knife. The unidentified victim was transported to the hospital in Corning for treatment of knife cuts. A Nebraska man suffered injuries to his hands during a motorcycle accident Saturday afternoon in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 32-year-old Daniel J. Garvey of Omaha was transported by Council Bluffs Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs for treatment following the crash near Iowa Western Community College at Highway 6 and College Road. Officials say Garvey was west on Highway 6 at around 2:55 p.m. when his 2009 Buell motorcycle left the road. Garvey overcorrected and laid the cycle on its side. The machine came to rest on the road. Garvey picked up his bike and pushed it a short distance and left it upright on the traveled portion of the road before being helped to the ground by a witness and volunteer fireman. The bike was later moved off the road prior to authorities arriving on the scene. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, the City Council in Sioux City is scheduled to vote on applying for a $4.6 million grant to help pay for street work needed for the new Seaboard Triumph Foods pork plant. The Sioux City Journal reports the Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE program grant, would go towards signage and other street work recommended in a traffic study of the Bridgeport West industrial area. The council vote is set for today. The $264 million plant is expected to employ more than 1,000 people when it opens in 2017. And a Sioux City man has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for sexually abusing three children. 55-year-old Hector Ransom Gonzalez pleaded guilty last week in Woodbury County District Court to three counts of lascivious acts with a child. Senior Judge Gary Waddell sentenced Ransom Gonzalez to three 10-year prison terms to be served back-to-back. Ransom Gonzalez told the court he performed the sex acts in 2003 with three children who were all under the age of 12 at the time. In our funeral announcements, Esther Rasmussen, age 98, of Elkhorn and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Esther Rasmussen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Wilma Blake, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Graveside services for Wilma Blake will be tomorrow at noon at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Blockton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Helen Coor, age 92, of Walnut, died October 29th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Helen Coor will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy and Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.